It was always on the books that the airport would have to be closed. It would happen, and Jamaica is not the only one doing it. But we were giving hints and subtle markers, because what you don't want is to have a panic and everybody rushes in. That way you definitely could not control all the people coming in. But people would have interpreted, would have seen the messages that we have put on 14 days quarantine, and so there are persons who would have come in. We are giving notice still. You have 24 hours, basically, to complete flights that are programmed. But the concern that is being expressed locally is one that we have to pay close attention to. Because as the numbers grow, they are going to grow from imported cases. And so therefore, we really have to now control that, because we are now moving into a phase where you have local spread. Now, you don't want to have imported cases, local spread, and then community spread happening at the same time. That would totally stretch our resources. So right now, our public health officials are engaged in doing contact tracing, matching the origin to the cases identified. Now, when you have community spread, it is a whole different ballgame. And so now is the time that we have to make that decision, and the decision has been made. I know it is going to cause great dislocation. We understand that, but everybody has to also understand this is an emergency. And it is not, as we say in Jamaica, a joke thing. Because some people are treating it as if it is a joke thing. Some people are being weak fence. Right now, we need strong fences to keep the virus contained.